Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, what do you do if you're a divorced woman or divorced parent and either your kid refuses to come to you, refuses to go to your ex, or you're dating and their kid refuses to come to you or go to the ex? And the answer is basically kind of wait it out. Don't put the person that you love in the middle between either their ex or their kid. And understand that things change, and being cheerful and stupid, especially manipulative kids, which most kids are, really would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. So just ignoring their behavior quite often is incredibly effective. Believe it. All right, Sarah, this is what we've been talking about with Sarah. And Sarah, you said you had some more issues you wanted to bring to my attention.
Okay, I guess kind of what prompted my call is that now that we're together, I kind of feel that we're like leading separate lives, because now he gets home at around 9:30, because whenever he's with his son, which now they're in football practice, so that's Monday through Wednesday, then the son now wants to have dinner with him every day. And this wasn't happening before, because we would call each other and he'd get home from the practice. So now that I'm here, his son's telling his dad, oh, I want to have dinner. And then when they get to the house, the mother is not at the house. So he has to sit in the car and wait for the mother. And he calls the mother, and the mother doesn't answer the phone. And she'll get home around 9:30. She doesn't work or anything. Now all of a sudden she's not home. She has something to do at 9:30.
How close is her house to your house?
Around 20 minutes away.
Okay, so all right, a couple things. First of all, my guess is when school starts, this is going to change because he's going to have homework.
No, because he usually goes to sleep at 12 o'clock at night.
Why?
Every night.
That's much too late for a kid.
She lets him go to sleep at that time, so it's like a competition that they have. Let's put it this way. He was sleeping in the same bed with the dad until recently, because she would let him sleep in the bed with him. So then
sleep in the bed with him?
Yeah, with the son. Yeah.
That's nuts. That's a basis for getting a kid taken away from you in a lot of states.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's not much you can do about that. There really isn't. It's inappropriate. It's destructive to the 10-year-old. It's just wrong. I mean, you just don't do that, especially a male who's 10. I mean, this is a prepubescent kid.
Mm-hmm.
Not much you can do about it except to know that it's inappropriate. And you telling him that's not going to work at all, so you might as well let it go. But the issue about, and bedtime, sooner or later, it's going to affect his schoolwork. What time does he have to be at school? Like 8:30 or something? Yeah.
Yeah, so, 8:30. Yeah, he's not doing well in school. So they made a special arrangement where she told him he can see him every day from 7 to 9 o'clock. So he wouldn't be able to go see me. So the mother said, oh, he'll see you every day. You can see him every day from 7 to 9 o'clock. So
then, your husband at some point, or your boyfriend at some point, mm-hmm. has to say, look, you know, I'll come in, and, you know, he has to be in bed at 9. We'll come and he'll do his homework with me. I mean, your boyfriend can't be Uncle Dad. I mean, he has to understand he has parenting issues as well. But I mean, your boyfriend's going to have to kind of put on his big boy pants with respect to his son, and be a little less competitive about, you know, who do you love best. Your boyfriend should have said something about the kid sleeping in the same bed with mom. It's just inappropriate. And then, as I said, in many states, you could lose custody on that basis. Having the kid have to deal with his sexuality. It's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, the 7 to 9, I would say, that's great, you can help with this homework, you can come here or not. In terms of the football practice and sitting in front of mom's house, it's not that far away, you're telling me. So what you call from football practice, if mom's there, take him there. If mom's not there, he brings to the house that you're sharing together, and he'll stay there till mom picks him up. I mean, part of this is, and you can, again, you can make me the bad guy and play it for your boyfriend. Your boyfriend can't abdicate his parental responsibilities because his ex is being an idiot. On the other hand, you can't really do that. What you can say is, when he say, "Well, I'm going to do it from 7 to 9," say, "Well, when's he going to get his homework done?" You know, there have been all sorts of studies that say that the kids need at least 8 hours sleep a night, and probably more than that. He's sleepy at school. You don't even have to do that. Here's what you can say is, I think it's great. That means you can help him with his homework. And just leave it at that. Because then instead of being naggy or making your boyfriend feel guilty or a bad parent, you're giving him oh, that's great. You know, you can, we can.
But he won't come here. He refuses to come here to the
house. Then he can sit on the porch by himself. There's no reason. Because what's happening is that the kid, first of all, is manipulating both sets of parents. And by mom just not being there, it means that son then, I mean, and I'm sure that this is some, whether it's an actual conspiracy or not, by mom not being there, that means I can spend more time with dad. And not only do I get to spend more time with dad, but I get to take him away from the dreaded Sarah. So, I mean, your boyfriend has to kind of understand what's going on here a little bit more. And, again, look,
I think he understands, but he doesn't know how to fight it off because every time he...
Well, I just told you how to tie it off. Is all okay. She has to do is say, if you don't want to come to the house, that's fine. You can sit here. Then, I mean, at 10, he's old enough to be a latchkey kid. And if he doesn't want to be a latchkey kid, maybe he can start saying to his mom, I need you to be home. I mean, part of it, this, your relationship may not survive this, but you don't want to add to it. I mean, that your boyfriend is really, he's really losing it. And to be quite honest, I'm not sure that either of you were really aware of what living together would actually mean. Long-distance relationships are fantasy relationships. Because you don't see each other very often. There's a lot of sex. You get to have fun. You can sort of rearrange your life around when you can see each other. It's not real life. And real life is a lot more complicated, especially even if there wasn't a kid involved. There's your kid involved. There's work involved. There's his ex involved. There's the fact that this guy has been able to come and go as he wanted for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to go on here. If both of you are really committed to this relationship, what I would probably do is find a counselor to sit with the two of you. So it doesn't all have to be on your shoulders, because any counselor worth their degree is going to tell you, okay, Dad, you have to set some limits. Sarah, you have to stop asking questions. Dad, if you want this relationship to work, that it's always a balancing act when you've got an ex and kids left over and a new love. So, you know, grow up. But, I mean, you're only in the first month of it, and I'm sure it has been startling and uncomfortable for both of you. But rather than be the bad guy, see if there's a way of making something positive rather than negative so he doesn't begin to view you as the Wicked Witch of the North. So when he says, well, I'm going to be gone from 7 to 9, I say, great. You can either come here and do the homework. You can do the homework over there. He'll get to bed earlier. His grades will improve. That's great.
Okay.
And understand, again, you're not playing for the short term, you're playing for the long term. I would also say, look, you know, I called Brown about it, and she just recommended rather than the two of us, because the more the two of us fight, the more it encourages your son and your ex to make us in conflict with one another. Let's go figure out how to do this so you can have everything you want, which is me, a reasonable relationship with your ex, and a good relationship with your kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
School will change things a little bit because, among other things, hopefully he has friends and he's going to want to spend more time with his friends.
Okay.
All right, don't give up and
right.
Download the podcast. You can play them for yourself so you remember and for your boyfriend so he understands it's time to put on his big boy pants.
Okay.
All righty. You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I have news. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I have news. I have really interesting news considering that today is the day that Pluto was declassified as a planet. Boo. They've discovered within the last, like, hour a new planet orbiting Proxima Centauri, the closest star to our solar system. The New World designated Proxima B doesn't exactly roll off your tongue, orbits its cool red parent star every 11 days and has a temperature suitable for liquid water to exist on the surface if we're present, which means possibility of life. A little more massive than the Earth, and is the closest exoplanet to us. It may even be the closest possible abode for life beyond our sun. A paper describing this milestone finding is published by Nature. Just over 4 light-years from our solar system sits a red dwarf star named Proxima Centauri. The cool star in the constellation of Centaurus is too faint to be seen with the naked eye and is close to the much brighter pair of stars known as Alpha Centauri A and B. I knew about those. Did you know about those?
I did not.
Okay. During the first half of 2016, the HARP spectrograph on the European Southern Observatory at La Silla reported regularly observing Proxima Centauri. We call it PC from now on, as did other professional and amateur telescopes. I wonder where it is. I wonder if I saw it. Because there, I mean, every once in a while you look up at the sky and you think, oh, gee, I don't know what that is, but it seems really bright. The team of astronomers called the Pale Red Dot Campaign was looking for a tiny black back-and-forth wobble in the star caused by the gravitational pull of an orbiting planet. That's often how they find planets, that you get something where it's not supposed to be. All right, so now they're saying the first hints of a possible planet were spotted in 2013. The detection was not convincing. Since then, we've worked hard to get further observations on the ground with help from ESO and others. The Pale Red Dot campaign has been about 2 years in the planning. So they found something. Proxima Centauri is approaching Earth at about 5 kilometers an hour, normal human walking pace. So we could sort of get there faster than it's going to get there. And at opposite time in those cycles, it's receding at the same speed. The regular pattern repeats with a period of 11.2 days. Careful analysis of how tiny the resulting Doppler shifts were showed that they indicated the presence of a planet with a mass at least 1.3 times that of the Earth. Orbiting about 7 million kilometers from Centauri, 5% of the distance between the Earth and the Sun. So there you go. One complication is that red dwarfs like Proxima Centauri are active stars, and their natural brightness variations could mimic the presence of a planet. In order to exclude this possibility, Tim also monitored the changing brightness of the star very carefully during the campaign. So there you go. Pretty cool. You know, just after I got out of college, I worked for the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory, and what we did was we used microfiche at the time. I don't know what they use now. I think they probably just use computer graphics, but we would chart stars. Pretty interesting. Hmm. Actually, it's not interesting. The idea of it is it interesting, but a monkey could do it. And so you had to have at least, I think, a degree in science to be able to do it. And so they had a whole lot of overeducated people with kind of a boring job. I mean, it's interesting to think about sort of tracking stars. But the process of it isn't very interesting, what can I tell you? Okay. So now I've confessed. It was, and I was the newest and the youngest and the dumbest and recently married, so they kept saying, you know, I don't think your marriage is going to last, which was not helpful. Although it lasted for a long time past that. It lasted for 14 years, so there you go. Alrighty, so I was telling you about the Stanford University ban, which seems a little impractical in terms of implementation. First of all, it doesn't include graduate students, and you're allowed to have hard liquor, but only in small bottles. But you've got to give them credit for at least trying to deal with the problem that basically almost 2,000 college students die from alcohol-related injuries, either binge drinking, which is probably not as great as car accidents, but car accidents. But 97,000 college students getting sexually assaulted or raped in cases related to alcohol, that's terrifying. And it's something that lots of schools are dealing with because with the cost of education being so high and the results being so minimal in terms of job placements, a lot of parents are questioning whether or not it's really worth it. So, you know, maybe we should ask was your college education worth it? Well, except we can't ask yes or no. How valuable was your college education? Or maybe let's just ask, what's the most valuable thing about your education?
Okay.
What's the most valuable thing you learned? Okay. Because I was thinking about it because my college reunion is coming up, and they asked me to talk about what I learned at Rice. And I was thinking about it last night, and I thought, you know, Star Trek came on in what, 19, like, the early 70s? Do we know when Star Trek actually started?
The original, the William Shatner one? I think it was the late 60s.
Was it that?
It was the late 60s, yeah.
Did you know that he was not the original Kirk, and the only person who was in the pilot and became part of the TV story was Leonard Nimoy?
Huh.
So there you go.
That I did not know.
See, I know, I told you, as trivial, I'm really good at Trivial Pursuit. Let's see when it says it started. Paramount Pictures debuted 1966. Okay? So, for me, Rice was kind of my own Starship Enterprise because, first of all, it was a place where I had never been before. Not only education, but Houston. And it combined the characteristics. It taught me that the characteristics of the three primary characters, Kirk, Spot, and McCoy. Okay? From Kirk, it was about curiosity. And curiosity was really encouraged. Spock was about competence and capability and understanding that you had to do things carefully and right. I've told the story before about flunking a physics test, and I had all the numbers right, but I had the decimal points wrong. And I went to the professor and said, this isn't fair. And he said, if you were building a bridge, you'd fall down. So I learned about being competent. And compassion was really the McCoy kind of thing of how do you negotiate between people? How do you understand both sides? And also the Starship Enterprise had men and women doing important work from different galaxies, different planets. So it also taught me a certain amount of, acceptance, for lack of a better word, of being non-discriminatory. So for me, it was really that experience that, I mean, I was younger than most people when I started college and very far away from home and in a very challenging environment that I'd really never been challenged on that way before of feeling like I was about to flunk out at all moments. So let's ask people what they learned most from their education, because that's probably what I learned most. And also learn some physics and some chemistry. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or 855-993-7569. All righty, I thought what we would talk about is a story that came out about, I don't know, maybe a week and a half ago about schooling. And there's a huge controversy about this. Remembering that when the school system was set up, we were 90% farmers, maybe more than that, maybe 95% farmers. The population of the United States that's involved in farming is right now, I think, about 5%. So it's shifted completely. It's literally a mirror image. And one of the reasons that summer vacation happened was so the kids could help with the harvest. Kids don't help with the harvest very much anymore. So, and there have been some alarming studies that suggest that kids lose a huge amount of knowledge over the summer because not reinforced and for whatever reason. So the issue of of year-round schooling. And I think it came up in another country. I think that's where it really started, of saying that we really need to keep our kids in school and we need to do it year-round. So the question is, now, part of it is it's going to be a transition because people are used to going on vacation. You'd have vacations. It's not... So the primary concerns are teachers sort of having to work a full year as opposed to 8.5 months. Parents who work, but presumably parents who work may be very supportive of this because their kids will be in school more. And there would be periodic vacations. So it probably wouldn't be a total of 3 months. But a month or a week or so, for example, off every 6 weeks, so one out of every 6 weeks, is not going to damage the kids' capacity to remember nearly as much as that 3.5 months in the summer. So, I have always thought it was a great idea. I thought for teachers, presumably they may be paid a little bit more, they wouldn't have to find other jobs, that for working parents, which most people are, that the summers create all sorts of issues. There are going to be some industries like camp that are going to object to this. But you could send kids to camp for a week. Most kids don't get sent to camp for the whole summer, although some do. So, Manny, do you have any feelings about this one way or the other?
Well, I remember when I went to radio school, we would have, our terms would be, we'd have classes for like 9 weeks, and then we'd get, either 2 or 3 weeks off, and then we'd go back to a new set of classes that we'd go to. And we'd be at those classes for, 9 to 11 weeks, and then we'd have another couple of weeks off and that sort of thing.
Did that work for you or didn't work
for
you?
Yeah, it was fine for me. I got the degree in 18 months, so I didn't complain. I was done with it quicker.
Well, and there are a lot of things like some schools are on the semester system, some are on the quarter system. So if you want to... So the notion is for me, it's partially retention. And the idea being that you could, instead of finishing high school in 12th grade, or that you could finish, instead of being 18, that you could finish earlier. And then the idea is having a couple of years of like service to the country, but not necessarily a draft per se, wouldn't necessarily be the military,
but
public service projects. All right, Susie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi. I don't know how to approach this neighbor of mine. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to approach her or not, but she's done. We raised our kids together. Our kids were the same age, and we raised them pretty much. She lives across the street from me, but she was always jealous of me because her husband had to work really hard, and, of course, she had 4 grandparents for her kids, and my husband inherited money when he was 17, and he bought a business in the tourist town that we live in, and so he's run that, but he doesn't have to work all day and all winter and all that, but she's always been, like, jealous of me. I mean,
how does she express that jealousy? What does she say or do?
She says, your husband doesn't have to work in the wintertime or summer. She'll say, I saw your husband out and about. I mean, I wish my husband could be, not working or something like that.
And what do you say in response to that?
I just say, well, he works really hard in the summer. He works every night in the summer. We can't go anywhere in the summer where they always take off, on the weekend.
Okay, here's what I would do. When people are being confrontational, the first thing to do is to agree with them because it disarms them. So instead of saying, gee, you're really lucky, say, you know what, I really, in the wintertime, I'm the luckiest person on the planet. I think it's just great. Summer, not so much, because he works every night. And then she's got nothing to argue about.
Yeah. But the thing is, we're selling this business, and we're selling it for $1,395,000.
Well, how nice.
And I know that if it goes through, if it sells for that, and capital gains will probably take 40% of that.
Yeah.
And also, we have a lot of debts to pay off, too. So I don't want to get into all this stuff with her. I don't want to tell her all my debts that I have to pay off.
Well, I don't think you have to do that. Why do you have to tell her anything?
I don't know. I just feel like,
honey, listen,
presenting for me.
But darling, somebody can't be competitive if you're not willing to be competitive. She doesn't need to know your money, and if she says how much you sell it for, I said, you know, more than I expected. You don't have to. I mean, my darling, it sounds like you may be a little competitive with her as well, which isn't a terrible thing.
Huh?
I said it's not a terrible thing to be a little competitive. I mean, but she can't be competitive by herself, or she can, but you don't have to play.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really talk to her a lot anymore, but I mean, I'm sure she'll be saying some dig or something.
Well, I mean, listen, there are two categories of people in the world, right? One who would never talk about money, and one who will, they may not be willing to share what they make, but they certainly want to know what you make. You don't have to play along with it. You don't have to, you can just say, you know, more than we thought, or less than we thought, or, you know, who knows, or... I don't know. My parents told me it was really rude to talk about money. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say. But the idea that she can't be competitive by herself. That if think about this. If you've got a tug of war, right? And you're yanking on the rope and she's yanking on the rope, you got a tug of war. What happens if you put the rope down?
Yeah.
There's no tug of war going on. There's just a dead rope.
Right.
All right.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So I just should say nothing, right?
Well, or just smile sweetly.
The internet and everything. Huh?
That you're selling it?
Yeah. It's all
that's
the internet.
Great.
Everybody knows the price. I mean, you know.
Well, look, if she's rude enough to ask, or well, let's not make her rude, although I think it is rude to talk about money.
But the thing is, she has two grandparents. She has three grandparents for her kids. We don't have any. And my
honey, my darling, you're pulling on the rope again.
Okay.
So look, what if you said to her, you know, here's I remember you remind me of an episode from Maude, which I only saw in reruns. I never saw it live. And Joan Collins was the guest on her show. And the idea was that Joan Collins was this gorgeous woman who, you know, was rich and had a fashion empire, a cosmetic empire, I don't remember exactly what it was, and had never had any children, but was gorgeous and wealthy and maybe had 14 husbands or something. And Maude was, they'd been friends in high school or college or something, and Maude was very competitive with her and kept kind of sniping at her. And what finally was resolved is two things that I have never forgotten. One is that Joan Collins said, yeah, but you've got a kid that I don't. When they stopped being competitive and could be honest with one another, one said, well, you've got a kid and I don't. And the other said, and you've got a sexy husband and I don't. And then the comment at the end was, or you had a career, I guess what it was. You have a career and I had a kid. And I remember, first of all, that they stopped being competitive and were being honest with one another, and both of them were kind of envying what the other one had, which is not unusual in friendships. We pick people who are like us, and so there can be, if we're not careful, some competition, which is not very helpful. But the thing that I remember the most is, at the end, they said, well, you can't have both. And I remember throwing something at the television set and said, why not? Men can. But that's a different story for a different time. The point is that both of you have lives that are different from one another. It's not that one is better and one is worse. There's a part you envy the all the grandparents. She envies the fact that your husband's around more. What if you decided to kind of celebrate the fact, the good fortune that both of you have and see if that'll work? Hang on hold if you're not convinced. I'll talk you through it again. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S.
They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Susie, who's got a neighbor. How old are your kids now, Susie?
They're 30 and 25. But, you know, I thought of another thing. My husband, when he sold a couple of houses that he had invested in, and she said something like, oh, well, he sold another house. Oh, that must be nice. I mean,
well,
you know.
Of course it is. So why wouldn't you say, yeah, it's great?
I guess, yeah.
Susie, darling, rope. I want you to write rope every place in your house. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Remember tug of war, all right? You can't tug a rope if somebody's put it down. Of course it's great that he sold them. It's terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Listen,
yeah.
You're working on the assumption that she's saying you don't deserve it.
You have everything, and yeah, Right.
Do not work on that assumption. Okay? Because even if it's true, be stupid and cheerful.
Yeah.
So stupid and cheerful will work really, really, really well here. I mean, you are competitive with her, and you get defensive, and I don't know what her motives are. You may be overly bristly, she may be overly hostile, or neither of the above.
I think that she's had a lot of trouble. They've had a lot of trouble with money. She and her husband have had a lot of trouble.
It sounds like.
Right across the street, and we have a bigger house than they do, and, you know, it's just like.
Okay, what about her? Do you feel that she has more than you have, or she's better than you have? What does she have that the grandparents?
Yeah, the grandparents, and she has a husband who will go any place with her. I'm not
okay.
Going anywhere.
Okay, how about if you took her out for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about the wine. Be willing to pay for lunch, mm-hmm. And said, you know what? The two of us have known each other for years. And I sort of feel like as we're getting older, we're getting a little more defensive, a little crankier. And let me just be really honest with you. I am so envious of the fact that you have a husband who'll go any place with you. Mine's locked in that. And you have three sets of grandparents. And I just think that I am so envious of that. And I just want you to know that. And I'm going to try really hard not to be envious of it, because if the gods came down and took those two things away from you, I wouldn't inherit them. So you're my friend, and I'm delighted that you have that.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I get a little envious, but the reality is, if someone took it away from you, I wouldn't get them. And, someone once said, have you ever noticed anybody who's really lucky is working really hard? I mean, having three sets of grandparents obviously is great, but it also requires a lot of scheduling. It means there were some broken marriages. It means there's competition for the kids. And, I get that.
Yeah.
But, I envy it. I don't think you're lucky because of it. I just, I wish I had it as well. And there are probably things about my life that you envy as well, but if I lost them, you wouldn't get them. And I think we should let this go and celebrate that we've been friends for years, that our kids are healthy, that our husbands are not cheating on us, that our back hasn't gone out, and sort of enjoy each other's company. Because I think if you did that, it will change everything, not only for her, but for you.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, the people have known us for a long time are invaluable. I mean, new friends are great, but it's not the same as somebody who was there with you when your kid had croup or, when they got measles. And, I mean, the two of you are friends, and it's not unusual for friends inadvertently to slip into an aggressive stance because we pick people who are like us. And when there are people like us, we live in a competitive society. But it doesn't really have to be that way. I'll tell you one story that I've never forgotten. It does not reflect terribly well on me, to be quite honest. I had a friend, we were going out for dinner at the theater or something. We were meeting for dinner drinks beforehand. And she showed up late, which does not work well with me. And so I was a little cranky, and she said she just had this terrible time with her boss, and she thought she was going to get fired, and it turns out that day I'd just gotten offered a TV show, so it was one of the nicer days of my life, and so I've now got this dilemma. Here's my friend that I really care about who's having a terrible day, and I've just had a terrific day. So what do I do? And so she said, well, so what's going on with you? And I said, oh well. And she said, no, I really care. And I said, well, it's a little embarrassing because I've just had this great news. And why don't we save it for another time when you're feeling, let me cheer you up. And she said, no, tell me. And I told her. And she said, I'm ordering champagne for both of us. I think that's terrific. You've just cheered me up. And I thought, she's probably a better friend to me than I have to her.
Wow.
I'm not sure I would have the same response. I'm not sure I would. I'd like to think I would. And... But she was fantastic at that moment of saying, essentially what I'm saying to you is, we're friends, and if I can't have it, I want you to have it. And it really, you know, we lead separate lives. We're separate people. And so good and crappy stuff are going to happen to both of us, but we're friends. And that's what we need to remind ourselves of. And I think taking her out and say, listen, and I would do it on neutral turf because people get funny territorial about houses. But saying, you know, I'd love to, you know, to buy you lunch. I've just been thinking about something. I want to share it with you. I am so envious of this and this. And, you know, I think I've been a little cranky about it sometimes. But I realize that it's not without a price tag. But I think it's great that you have this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds great. That's really good. And I'll remember that rope.
Okay, yeah. Right rope, or you could just go get a little piece of rope and put it on.
Yeah.
On your bureau or something.
Yeah.
All righty.
That's a good analogy, though. That's great. All right.
Well, it's easy to remember.
Much.
You're most welcome.
Yeah.
It's easy to remember. And I, you know, I'm in the business. I know talking on the air is public, and you know, and we only get a certain amount because we're talking and we're thinking what we're going to say next, and it's about emotional issues. So I try to give people things to hang on to. All right.
Yeah, and see, I can't listen to you anymore because you're not on the station where I listen to you all the time at 1270 in Dover, New Hampshire, I think.
Oh, really? Well, you can always go to drjoy.com and download the podcast. They're free, and they're there.
I like to listen to it in my car, but whatever.
Well, you can download it in your car.
Oh,
you can take your iPhone or your smartphone and put it in your car.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'll try that.
Yeah. I'll keep you awake when you're in traffic.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. You hear that the company, we live in a competitive society that says, you know, if somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. It's called zero-sum game. It doesn't have to be that. It really doesn't. That you can win and somebody doesn't have to lose. Or they can win and it doesn't have anything to do with you. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.